But where do you think we got the blessing? When you begin to realize that it was God that blessed, and now you have faith in the blessing, is faith in God that blessed.
Join Kenneth and Gloria Copeland on The Believer's Voice of Victory. The blessing is the perfect will of God for all men for all time. Find out how we, as believers, can walk in the blessing even as Abraham.
We're going to look to Abraham. Ephesians chapter 1. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, to the saints which are at Ephesus, and to the faithful in Christ Jesus. Grace be to you, and peace from God our Father, and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us. Now here the Apostle Paul has much the same problem, because he is teaching and preaching and spiritually mentoring a bunch of people that ain't never heard of the blessing.
That's right.
They didn't know anything. They came out of the world. They came out of other systems. Amen. So they didn't know anything about the blessing of Abraham. And that was his problem. That was what he was called to do. It's not only get them born again, but once you get them born again, what are you going to do with them? I mean, you know, there's more to this than just getting saved and getting beat up for another 40, 50 years, die and go to heaven.
Amen. Amen.
There's a whole lot more to this than that. So, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ, according as he hath chosen us in him before the foundation of the world? Well, that means he chose us in him before the Garden of Eden was ever planted, before Adam was ever blessed. I mean, it said he has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. He gave this to all of us before he ever did that. It's just as much ours as it was Adam's. No wonder he spent the last 6,000 years getting it back. Well, actually, longer than that, he started getting it back the day Adam sinned. He hath chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he hath made us accepted. Say, I'm accepted.
I'm accepted.
That's a good thing. In the beloved, in whom we have redemption. In whom we have redemption. Now, who's the whom here he's talking about? Jesus. Jesus Christ to himself, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of his grace. Now, for us to go on with this tonight and what the Lord has laid on my heart to give you. What His heart's desire is tonight for you to get a hold of. That is this. We are the redeemed and we are the heirs. In whom we have redemption through His blood. Do you have it?
Yes.
Then say it. I have redemption.
I have redemption.
Through His blood.
Through His blood.
Therefore, I am the redeemed.
Therefore, I am the redeemed.
And He and His blood are my redeemer.
And He and His blood are my redeemer.
Thank you, Lord.
Now hang on to that. Wherein He has abounded towards us in all wisdom and prudence. We are the redeemed. Now let's go over to the book of Galatians. Chapter 3. Verse 1. Oh, foolish Galatians, who hath bewitched you that you should not obey the truth, before whose eyes Jesus Christ has been evidently set forth, crucified among you. This only would I learn of you. Received ye the Spirit by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith? Are you so foolish, having begun in the Spirit? Are you now made perfect? Are you now developed? Are you now brought to maturity by the law? Or by having the idea that you can do a natural physical sacrifice and get God's attention and He'll do something for you? Have you suffered so many things in vain? If it be yet in vain, he therefore that ministers to you the Spirit and worketh miracles among you, does he it by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith? Is it being done because somebody came in here and taught and preached works and the law, the old covenant? Or did it happen among you when I came in here and preached you the blessing? And you believed it. And God, I preached you Jesus raised from the dead. And God used it as evidence. Even as, underline that. Because that really actually is the title of this message tonight. Even as Abraham. Even as, or now you could righteously say this right there, exactly like Abraham. Now what did we find out over here? He said, "Those of you that follow after righteousness and you seek the Lord, look to Abraham your father." Look how I dealt with him, because the way I dealt with him is exactly the way I'm going to deal with you, and exactly the same blessing, and exactly the same faith, and exactly the same results, even better. Even as Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness. Know ye therefore that they which are of faith, the same are the children of Abraham. Did he not say, look unto Abraham your father?
Yes, amen.
Amen. So now we're talking about us being the children of Abraham. How? By faith. By faith. And the scripture, foreseeing that God would justify the heathen through faith, preached before the gospel unto Abraham, saying, in you shall all nations be blessed. Now, that scripture says that that's the gospel. Do you remember when John the Baptist sent people over to talk to Jesus, and they got over there and they said, John sent us over here, and we're supposed to ask you, are you the one, or is there another one coming? Now, one what? Well, all you have to do is read after John, and you'll see exactly what he meant, because he's saying, Are you the Christ I thought you were? Or is there another one coming? Are you just a prophet? And he said, you go back and tell John. Now remember now, in Luke chapter 4 and in the book of Acts, this states that Jesus preached the same sermon everywhere he went. And so then after he preached that sermon, then he would teach. But it was all based first on that sermon. And Peter said that he published it throughout all Judea. How? God anointed Jesus with the Holy Ghost and power, who went about doing good, healing all oppressed of the devil. Okay? And Jesus said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, for he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. Now, we need to spend a few moments on this. When the word poor comes up, don't just immediately mentally shift off to money. Now, in prayer, this came up again tonight, earlier this afternoon, rather, and I'll just, in the spirit, just praying and running these things over in me. And he showed me an illustration of it. He said, people use it properly and don't even realize what they're doing. I said, how do you mean? He said, well, say for instance, you came up to somebody and you said, how's so-and-so? I hadn't seen him in a long time. How's he doing? Well, you know, the business is really doing quite well, but you know, he's been in poor health a long time. He's been in what? Poor health. Well, poor man. Did you hear that? Poor man. My goodness, poor fellow. All right, wait a minute. He said the business is doing fine. Well, how's he and his wife getting along? Well, they're doing well. But how are their children? Well, you know, a couple of those kids are They don't even know where they are. Oh, poor man. Poor man. Oh, you see, you know, his family's really not in good shape. He and his wife are in a really a mess. Oh, man, don't tell me that. Oh, poor people. Bless their hearts, poor thing. We was right all the time and didn't know it.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
That's right. Mm-hmm. That's right. Amen. That's right. See, that's being poor. Back to what we were talking about, when John sent his disciples to Jesus, I want you to listen to what he said now. The lame walk, the blind see, and what? The poor have the gospel preached to them. So what was he preaching to them? The blessing they had in Abraham. Because they weren't preaching it in the synagogue. Most of the people had no idea what the blessing of Abraham had to do with, and they had nothing in their hearts and minds that would lead them to think that what God created in the Garden of Eden belonged to them because they were under the boot heel of Rome.
That's right.
So the gospel is what God preached to Abraham. Amen. God preached before the gospel unto Abraham, saying, in you shall all nations be blessed. So then, let's get back to so then. See, he said all that to tell them, they'll tell these people in Galatia something. What people? These people that had gone back to believing that their works would impress God and that they had to do these works in order to live instead of walking by faith like he taught them. So then, they which be of faith are blessed with faithful Abraham. For as many as are of the works of the law are under the curse. That's rough. For it is written, cursed is everyone that continues not in all things which are written in the book of the law to do them, but that no man is made righteous or made right with God by the law in the sight of God, it is evident, for the just shall live by faith. Amen. Now, by faith in what? I need to know this. I need to understand. I need to understand what he's talking about. If I'm going to exercise the same even as Abraham, I need to know faith in what? Amen. Well, faith in God. Well, yeah, but these people had faith in God. Well, faith in what? Well, even as Abraham. It said, back up there just a little bit, Abraham believed God. Well, what did God say to him? God preached to him that he's blessed. So what did he believe? He believed he's blessed.
Yes.
And by believing that, God treated him as though he hadn't sinned. It was accounted unto him for righteousness. The just shall live by faith. Well, Brother Copeland, somebody around here got to make a living. Who told you that? See, faith of Abraham is faith in the blessing. Brother Copeland, I thought we're supposed to have faith in God. Well, where do you think we got the blessing? When you begin to realize that it was God that blessed, and now you have faith in the blessing, is faith in God that blessed. Well, doesn't the scripture say we're supposed to have faith in the name of Jesus and love one another, or believe on his name and love one another? Yeah, absolutely. But how come you have the name? Why was the name given? Amen. The name and your having use of it is part of the blessing.
And I'm thankful for life, for peace, for Jesus Christ being my Savior.
I am so thankful for the blessing, you know, especially the way the economy is today. And you just turn on the news everywhere, and it's all about doom and gloom and disaster and financial woes, from gas prices to, you know, economic collapse. But the cool thing is my family, because we do walk in the blessing, we're thankful that no matter what's happening around us, we don't have to participate in that. We know that the blessing works in our lives no matter what's happening around us.
If you're going through anything in life, if you'll just start looking at all the positive things to be thankful for, it'll get you through any kind of rough time. And it's that thankfulness that opens yourself up to hearing more from God.
Home for Christmas, a special Christmas CD, is a gift for you and your family from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Just in time for Christmas, fill your home with some of your favorite Christmas songs and hymns.
Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills, and everywhere.
Enjoy the big band sound of many of the songs you'll love.
Glory to the newborn King. Angels, we
included in this Christmas CD is a special prayer for all the men and women serving in our armed forces. From our hearts to yours, receive your special Christmas CD today. To receive your music CD, Home for Christmas by Kenneth Copeland, log on to our website at kcn.org and request your free copy online. You may also call our special toll-free number, 888-326-0011. If you prefer to write, the address is Kenneth Copeland, Fort Worth, Texas, 76192. Celebrate the birth of Jesus with Home for Christmas, your gift from Kenneth Copeland Ministries.
You know, Gloria, it takes me back when I see the words "even as." Religion has always taught us we really never worth nothing, you know. But you get in there, and the Bible says that we are to forgive one another even as God, for Christ's sake, forgave us. We are to love one another even as Jesus loved us. That means in order to be able to keep that word, something had to have been done to give us that kind of capacity. And it's God's word, God's spirit, God's name, God's way, God's place, God, everything has been sowed into us through Jesus. And we are the children of Abraham by faith. Praise God. And we are blessed even as Abraham. On that same level with Abraham in the earth, on the same level as Jesus in heaven and earth. My. And to renew our minds to that,
praise
the Spirit of the Lord has anointed us to preach the gospel to the poor. He has anointed us to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captive and recovery of sight to the blind, and set at liberty them that are bruised. And Father, we give
you
praise and thanksgiving.
Praise God.
Oh, we worship you and we bless you and we praise you through Christ Jesus. Oh my, it is beyond human imagination what you have done for us, exceeding abundantly beyond all we can ask or think, but you have revealed it to us by your Spirit, and we're seeing it new every day. We're walking in new things every day. Praise God. And when, you know, when God does something that's exceedingly abundantly beyond all you can ask or think, well, after that, you can ask and think that. So the next one's got to be bigger than that. Hallelujah.
What fun.
Amen. Gloria and I are coming to Australia, the great south land of the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
Amen.
And we want lots of people to greet us
Listen, we're looking forward to it. We're going to be in Sydney, May the 21st through the 23rd. Brisbane.
Victory campaign.
Be there May 28th through the 30th. We're going to be celebrating 30 years. In Australia, praise God, reaching out to New Zealand, Asia, Singapore, islands of the South Pacific, praise God, the great South Pacific Rim. It's a good thing.
In Australia.
We are thrilled.
We love you.
We're looking forward to being there.
It's gonna be great.
Get the information on our website and come join us. It'd be a really, really special time. Good broadcast today, Gloria.
Good.
Looking forward to tomorrow.
Hallelujah.
You look especially beautiful today.
Oh, you're
Amen.
So sweet.
We got a special gift for you to do, to get to you today,
You
too.
Got excited thinking about me.
I did, didn't I? Oh, would you think? Okay. The Christmas CD, praise God, Christmas right around the corner. I want to give it to you, Home for Christmas. We'll send it to you free and postpaid. It's our seed and our gift to you. See you tomorrow. Until then, remember that
Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for watching The Believer's Voice of Victory. If you'd like to purchase a copy of today's broadcast on CD or DVD, go to our website or call or write to us today. Remember to request your gift, Home for Christmas, the music CD by Kenneth Copeland. One copy per household, please. Request it online at kcm.org or call our special toll-free number, 888-326-0011. You may also write to Kenneth Copeland, Fort Worth, Texas, 76192. Join Kenneth and Gloria Copeland in Australia for these exciting victory campaigns in 2009. Come to the Sydney Victory Campaign from the 21st to 23rd of May at the Sydney Entertainment Center, 35 Harbour Street, Haymarket, Sydney, New South Wales.
Awesome blessing. You come together in that unity and just to see this presence and see the face of Jesus.
Just to be within a stone's throw of where he's actually ministering, I'd recommend to anybody just come and check it out because it's a wonderful experience here.
Come to the Brisbane Victory Campaign from the 28th to 30th of May at the Brisbane Convention and Exhibition Centre at the corner of Merivale and Glen Elg Street, South Bank, Brisbane, Queensland.
Coming into an atmosphere where there's people believing by faith and hearing the word, that you're able to easily just come under that presence with Jesus.
To find out more, visit kcm.org or call 800-600-7395. Tomorrow on The Believer's Voice of Victory.
Abraham believed he was blessed, and God increased him. I believe I'm blessed, and I'm expecting the same increase. Yeah.